How pleased were you with your 4 2/3 scoreless from your bullpen today, and also Diaz?
Yeah, pretty good. And obviously, it's a totally different ball game when you know you have Edwin Diaz ready to go in the ninth. I was, you know, able to be more aggressive, you know, making the decision, getting the starter out of the game, obviously, and you know, for Buter to come in and give us multiple innings, got ground balls when needed. Reed Garrett. Pitching out of that jam and executing pitches and getting that strike three. And then Nunez, an easy 1-2-3, and then obviously Diaz. So, yeah, huge bounce back win, and great job by the bullpen today.
What can you say about the contributions from Torrent?
Huge, especially, you know, bases loaded, nobody out, two strikeouts, I think it was. And then for him to come through, it was huge for us.
I know ideally that you'd probably want your starting pitcher to go deeper in the games, but when that doesn't happen, is that pretty much the ideal situation of how things could play out with usage as far as Buter going multiple and being able to get to maybe Nunez to the eighth and Diaz to the ninth?
Yeah, and, you know, obviously I'm going to be aggressive at times, and depending on the matchups and things like that, I knew they were gonna throw some lefties there. And I thought that was a good matchup for Reed Garrett in that spot, knowing that they were going to pinch hit. And, you know, and I thought Buter did his job there. Well rested for Garrett, Nunez, and you know, when I got those guys ready to go, there's gonna be you know, some decisions there, and I'm probably gonna be aggressive there.
How do you think Buter has adjusted to this whole thing? It doesn't seem like he's skipped a beat really at all.
Yeah, look, he's looked really good, and the biggest thing as he continued to adjust with this role is, you know, making sure that we give him enough time to get ready, which was the case today. You know, we gave him a heads up way ahead of time, way before Petey went out for the fifth, knowing that potentially that third batter was gonna be for him. So yeah, we'll continue to adjust with him, and you know, continue to communicate and see how he's feeling each and every day, and you know, we'll go from there.
How much of a boon has Torrens been overall in his time here?
Great, you know, not only offensively getting timely hits, but the way he's handling the pitching staff, you know, making those guys feel really good about themselves, you know, making adjustment when needed, communicating with the pitching coaches and with the game planning. So overall, he's been huge for us.
Why did you put Alvarez in for the ninth?
Just, you know, the relationship between him and Diaz, especially for the first time, Edwin coming back, I just felt like it was a good spot for Alvi to go there.
Was he able to hit today?
Yeah, he was. He was.
That wasn't very convincing.
No, yeah, he was a player for me. Okay. He was a player for me. That's why I put it in the game today. Yeah.
I don't want this first game back with Diaz, but is that at all concerning that, like, you have to go to Alvarez?
Or no, but this is something that I talked to Torrens, I talked to Alvi, to make sure whenever Alvi's talking to Diaz that he's part of that conversation, because at some point he's going to have to get him. He's going to have to catch him.
So is that just a matter of getting Torrens up to speed on Diaz?
And yes. And then it's a combination, not only Torrens, but trying to get Diaz going here too.
How important is it to have your bullpen set up the way you want it set up again now?
Yeah, it's very important. And we've seen it when we didn't have Diaz, whether because of injury or because of what he went through the past 10 days. It's a totally different ballgame. You know, you got guys, you know, throwing in situations where maybe they're not used to. But now, you know, you're able to throw Reed Garrett in the seventh or in the sixth, Buter a lot earlier. So it makes, you know, the puzzle, you know, you're able to mix and match a little bit more aggressive there.
Peterson's been given an opportunity to be in the rotation, and he's given you some real solid starts. What's your perception of how he's pitched this season?
He's done well, you know. I thought today he was good, other than that two-out walk before the two-run homer. But I thought he made pitches, especially that bases loaded, for him to come back. Obviously, they made him work. But I thought overall, the slider was better today, the two-seam, the sinker, obviously. So he's pitched well for us.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.